This is Twit.
My little own show notes title for this next piece was Stepping Off the Sidewalk. So it was our Security Now episode 796, which we recorded on December 8th of 2020, titled Amazon Sidewalk. It was the topic for the whole podcast. And it represented, it presented our typical deep technical dive into the detailed design and operation of Amazon's announced and forthcoming Sidewalk offering. And independent of the creepy feeling that some people get from the idea of enabling bidirectional sharing of heavily encrypted low bandwidth Bluetooth and 900 megahertz LoRa, you know, capital L, lowercase o, capital R, lowercase a, radio over the participating networks of those in close proximity, we concluded, as you reminded us, Leo, correctly, we concluded at the time that from a technology standpoint, Amazon appears to have done everything right. Sidewalk is back in the news for us today because Amazon has announced that 1 week from today, next Tuesday, June 8th, the Sidewalk system goes live. And as we discussed and expected at the time, it will be enabled by default for all those using compatible devices. And that's been an issue of some controversy. So unless individual users preempt its auto opt-in, their Echo speakers, their Ring video doorbells, their Ring floodlight cams, and Ring spotlight cams will be participating in this communal signaling network. Excuse me. Predictably, the click-seeking tech press is jumping up and down in a froth over neighbors stealing our Wi-Fi, which has nothing whatsoever to do with Sidewalk.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. Dan Gooden in Ars Technica.
Yes.
Acted as if...
Yes.
I thought better of him, to be honest.
I did, too. I didn't quite shed a tear, but I thought, oh, Dan. Yeah. Yeah, he was very down on it. And it has nothing to do with anyone sharing anybody's Wi-Fi. As we concluded in our careful analysis late last year, the system's total bandwidth usage is extremely low, only being useful for signaling class applications, not big media streaming. You can't do that over this. Remember that LoRa, which is this low bandwidth, long range radio, it actually uses frequency chirps in order, which are slow to do because you have to chirp the carrier. The good news is it makes it high penetration because it prevents there from being any resonances with the carrier that would prevent the signal from going through. But it means it doesn't have a high bit rate. You can't do a chirp very quickly. Okay, so it is also quite thoroughly encrypted. In addition to being a signaling class application, deeply encrypted. So Amazon's intention here is clear. They want the system to be adopted, so they've designed themselves out of it. Remember that even they can't see into it the way it's designed. The upside of leaving this thing enabled is you get low power roaming Bluetooth or LoRa devices able to access an unknown Amazon users network over a triple layered, deeply encrypted tunnel, which has, I think what we're going to see is many ultimately compelling use cases as this thing spreads. So, Leo, remember you and I were just talking last week about how once upon a time, if not most of us, well, probably most of us, if not all of us, were deliberately running with open, unencrypted Wi-Fi networks because we wanted to share our internet connectivity with our neighbors. It was considered, you know, a neighborly thing to do. It's like, hey, why not? Let's, you know, let people use it if they're in the area. And today, of course, we no longer do that because we've learned that's not safe. But allowing Amazon's Sidewalk to remain enabled is not the same as that at all. The design, which we talked about at the end of 2020, anybody can go back to episode 796 and listen to the end of it again if you want a refresher. The design is clearly intended to absolutely prevent any possible abuse of the system. A roaming wireless device that reaches out and connects to Sidewalk has zero access to the hosting network it's connecting through, just as the hosting network has zero access to the roaming device's data. It was very well designed, and we know how to do this sort of thing now. You could sort of think of it a little bit like a VPN tunnel that is like triple layer protected. And recall from our previous discussion that not even Amazon, as I mentioned, has access to the Sidewalk data. It is still encrypted. It's, you know, think of the Tor network and successive, onion layer routing. It's like that. When Amazon gets it and forwards it to the service provider offering the service that the device at the other end wants access to, it's still encrypted when Amazon has it. And it's only the service provider that is ultimately able to unwrap that inner layer of the onion in order to work directly with the device on a point-to-point basis. So the hysterical press, which talks about yet another intrusion into our privacy, is really clueless on this. And, you know, we're beginning to see this more and more. These things are complicated. You know, the example we used last year was the Apple and Google initiative for, you know, have these two users been in proximity to each other? It was like, oh my God, the sky is falling, even though we looked at it and it was well designed. Okay, so all that said, I fully understand that some of our listeners may be thinking, no way am I letting Amazon do this. In that case, it's absolutely possible to opt your own device's participation in Sidewalk, you know, out of the network under the Amazon's, can I say the word? The A word? Anyway, we all know the word, A-L-E-X-A. You go to More Settings, Account Settings, Amazon Sidewalk, and you'll find an on-off toggle. It'll be on until you turn it off.
Yeah, that's what I think some people bothers them, that Amazon, knowing that no one's ever going to turn it off,
yes,
has it on by default. But I think they also knew no one would turn it on if it were off by default.
Correct.
So, correct.
Yes.
Why do you think Amazon's doing it? That's the real question. I think people don't trust Amazon, so they assume there's some nefarious intent.
I can't see any. I really do imagine if you had a low energy tag around the neck of your pet and it wandered off, away. You would, you know, how many times have we seen, like, you know, lost dog and cat posters, stapled to telephone poles?
Right.
That happens.
And Tile, which was really concerned because Apple was going to eat its lunch with their AirTags, was able to use it, which at least gives it a chance to succeed.
Right.
And I was trying to think, is it Amazon using it to track its delivery trucks? But no, I don't think they need that. Are they tracking delivery packages? Well, in order to do that, you'd have to put a fairly expensive device with a radio transmitter and receiver in the package.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that.
And, maybe they've got some longer term game. Remember that it's only the newer devices that have the LoRa, so the whole system falls back to Bluetooth low energy unless you've got that newer 900 megahertz radio, and they've only been putting it into some of their Ring things recently. So it's also going to take quite a while for this network to achieve critical mass. But I think, you know, how about an elderly person?
Oh yeah,
like I have fallen, I can't
all
get
the time.
Up, or panic alarm,
or you know, yes. I get regular alerts from elderly people with various forms of dementia who've wandered off, and their family wants to know where they are. You get a little bracelet or a necklace for them, and you will know. And it's pretty accurate location, you think? I mean, how?
Yes, yes, because even if it had access to multiple locations, it could do some signal strength triangulation.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it goes half a mile. I mean, you only need an Echo device every half mile to have some connectivity.
And remember, Amazon did an experiment, I think it was in Seattle, where they let their employees take home a Ring.
Right.
And within like a month, there was no square inch that did not have LoRa coverage.
And that's what scares people.
What you just said.
There's no square inch that is not covered by Amazon's special network. I think there's a huge public benefit to this.
I do, too.
And Dan Gooden's entire argument on Ars Technica is, well, you know how wireless protocols are often flawed. Well, yeah.
Have you updated Windows lately?
Yeah. The presumption that at some point somebody's going to hack it is what concerns him. And, of course, that's possible.
Yeah, so maybe they'll have to fix it. Oh,
right.
Darn. Well,
right.
That's been done before.
Right.
By the way, when I turned my Windows 10 machine on to do the podcast, Leo, I had no icons on the desktop.
Oh.
They all went away. And so I thought, okay. And that was a problem because I use one of the icons to instantly log into our Zoom session. So I just thought, let's just try rebooting. And they came back.
Windows
so,
at it
thank
again.
You. But,
well, now yeah. Edge has decided that it should remind me every time I use it.
Oh,
you really would like to have Bing as your search engine, wouldn't you?
Are you getting that?
No.
Yes, I know.
I don't want Bing. No.
No.
It's very annoying, I have to say.